ආධුතං ගිනන භූතලේ ලංගන රූපකලාපයන් නදාති සබදාහිතං එවිදං ජන්තුමෙ ආයි කන්තු වෙනමයි ආයෝ This morning, especially There is a distinction between human life one who does not know who is the proprietor of the body. Those who are under the concept of this material body as such, they are as good as any. But in the human form of life, one can distinguish that one is not this material body, but is a separate identity, spiritual in man. We can understand this fact if we give little attention to it, that we are changing our different body since the beginning of our life. We learn from Vedic literature that after sexual intercourse of the male and female, if it is fruitful, then the living entity is injected in the emulsion of the two secretions, and in the first night, it took the shape of a bee, and because the living entity is there, it grows gradually. And then 9 holes evolve, which are later on developed into 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, and 1 rectum, 1 genital, like that. So, when the body is complete, then the consciousness comes. So long the body is not complete, the consciousness is almost dead. It is called susupti, or sound sleep. Then gradually, when the consciousness comes, the child within the womb feels uncomfortable and wants to come out. Therefore, at the stage of 7 months of pregnancy, sometimes the child moves. That is the process of growing. After coming out of the womb, the body grows. But if the child comes out dead, the body does not grow. Therefore, it is to be understood that due to the presence of the spirit soul, the body grows, means changes from one form to another. It is concluded by learned scholars that this change of body is taking place every moment, but the soul is there from the beginning of the life. And when this body is no longer perceivable, the soul changes to another body. That is called transmigration of the soul. That is a fact. But the modern civilization does not deal with this subject matter. They are and a wrong impression that his body is self. I have talked with many scholars and they are also under the same impression that with the end of the body everything is finished. But the actual fact is different. We can remember our childhood body, we can remember our boyhood body. Although those bodies are not present, I, the spirit soul, the occupier of the body, or the proprietor of the body, am present. So this transmigration of soul is the most important factor to be understood by the human society. Unfortunately, there is no university, there is no department of knowledge to understand this important factor. That is very risky. So this soul starts migrating from one body to another, and there are 8,400,000 species of life, and after leaving this body, we may accept any one of them who do not know. That will depend on our action at the present moment. Practically, we are preparing our future bodies and according to our work and mentality, we get a different body. Therefore, we shall be very much cautious. For any intelligent man can understand that future life is prepared at present. Just like the boy goes to the school, goes to the college, he prepares his future life. Similarly, this human form of life is a preparation ground for our future life. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, we can transfer to other planets also. This is explained in our book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. The present endeavor is to transfer one to the moon planet, but as we get information from the Vedic literature, we cannot transfer ourselves by mechanical arrangement to the moon planet. That is not possible. This is futile attempt. Every planet has got different atmosphere. So, in order to enter into a particular planet, we have to prepare out. This is also understandable very easily. Just like if we go to a foreign country, we have to prepare for visa and passport. If in this planet also we are so much restricted, how foolishly we are attempting to go to other planets without being prepared for entering that planet. Anyway, a sane man, an intelligent man, does not like to enter in any one of the material planets. Because wherever we go in the material planet, the four conditions or miserable conditions of material existence are there. The four miserable conditions of materialistic way of life is birth, death, old age and disease. So, from the Bhagavad Gita you understand that even if we enter into the Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system of this universe, the four principles of miserable conditions, birth, death, old age and disease are there. We learn from Bhagavad Gita that one day time duration is millions of years of power calculation. That's the fact. So, but even though in the I have planted a system, Brahma Loka, which the scientists say it will take 40,000 of years to go there with this Sputnik speed. But who is going there, traveling in the space 40,000 of years there with this Sputnik speed? But from the basic literature we can understand that any one of the planets we can enter, provided we prepare for that purpose. The exact verse in the Bhagavad Gita is that Jahanti Deva Pratavi Vaan Sitrim Jahanti Sitri Prataha Bhutani Jahanti Bhutesya Marja Jinoti Jahanti Maam. If anyone prepares himself to enter into the higher planetary system, which is said to be inhabited by demigods, we can go there. Similarly, in the Pitri Loka, Pitri planet, we can go. Or if you like, we can remain on this planet. And at last, if we desire, we can enter into the planet of the Supreme Personality of God. So, it is all preparation only. By considering the point that we, any planetary system within this material universe, they are temporary. Maybe the duration is very, very long time, but they are to be annihilated. As our body, there are different types of bodies. A human body exists for 100 years, but an insect body exists for 12 hours. So these different bodies exist relatively a long duration or short duration, but they are to be annihilated. But if anyone enters into the planet which is called Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual planet, then there is eternal life, blissful life, and full of knowledge. So a human being, if he tries, he can attain that perfection. That is stated, it is very simple in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that janma karmam vidvam jujanati tattvam. Anyone who knows in truth about the Supreme Personality of God. People say God is great. That is a hackneyed word. But if we want to know how God is great, that can be also known from authorized scripture. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, God Himself describes about Himself. So we can know. So He says that simply by understanding what I am, Krishna says, or God says, janma karma me vidvam. My appearance or taking birth just like a human being is transcendental. It is not exactly like the human body, but God is so kind that He comes before us as an ordinary human being. Unfortunately, one who does not know about Him, he thinks that Krishna or God is like one of us. Abhijananti man mura. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Those are muras, rascals. They think me as if one of the human beings. Actually, he is not. So, we have got the chance to know about Him, provided we read the right literature on the right direction. We can, that possibility is there. And if you simply can know what is the nature of God or Krishna, the simple way of understanding this fact, one becomes liberated. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Saptaji ham punarjanmane. A person who has understood the absolute supreme personality of Godhead, it cannot be understood completely. That is not possible with our human intelligence. But with the help of Bhagavad Gita, the statement given by the supreme personality of Godhead and the spiritual master, we can know him to the best of our capacity. And if we can know him, then the result is that immediately after leaving this body, we enter into the kingdom of God. Saptadhi ham punarjanmane. After giving up this body, he does not come again to this material world. But he enters into the spiritual world and comes to me. That is the spirit. The our Krishna consciousness movement is to propagate this high scientific idea to the people in general, and the process is very simple, simply by chanting the holy name of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One cleanses his dirty things in the heart, and he can understand that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and it is his duty to serve. And it is also very pleasant. The process is so nice that we chant Hare Krishna mantra, dance rhythmically, and eat a nice prasadam, and we enjoy this life and prepare for the next life to enter into the kingdom of God. So these are not stories, these are all facts. Although to the layman it appears like stories, but each one is serious, then Krishna, God, from within. He also helps, and the spiritual master also helps. The spiritual master is, says, the external manifestation of God. God is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma, as super soul. But those who are very serious about understanding the Supreme Personality of God, immediately he helps him by showing a bona fide spiritual master, so that a candidate will be heard from inside and outside how to approach God. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose. The spiritual master are the representatives, living representatives of Krishna. He helps from outside, and Krishna as Paramatma helps from inside. In both ways, the living entity can take advantage and make its life successful. We have got many books in this connection, about 12 books of 400 pages. So, this is based on the authority of Vedas, and that is summarized in the Bhagavad Gita and many other books. So, we have published Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, Easy Journey, Sadhak Pranay, Nectar of Devotion. So, we request everyone to understand this movement by reading authoritative literature in this connection. We are publishing our magazine, Back to Godhead, every month in so many languages. So, Our program is to serve the human society, to save them from the pitfalls of entering again into the cycle of birth and death. That is our great mission. I was very much inclined to learn that I had to speak this night, but because I was pre-engaged for going to San Francisco, because tomorrow there will be a great Ratha Yatra festival. About 50,000 people will participate in the festival, and they have advertised my presence. So I am going this afternoon to San Francisco. So you will excuse me because I am not personally present. But I hope to come back again by the second week of July. If sufficient arrangement is made, I shall be very glad to meet the enlightened people of this city and try to make them convinced about the importance of this great movement, and that will be beneficial for our mission as well as your welfare. Thank you.